All right, it's a Tech Tuesday, and in this crazy world in which we live, technology is running rampant. So that's why we have Bridget Carey, a CNET senior editor, and she's also the host of the CNET Update. I can't reach my phone now.
That's
I've moved things around. There's Bridget Carey. Hi, Bridget.
Hey, how you doing?
Happy Tech Tuesday to you.
Indeed, same to you.
Wendy may be drunk, Bridget. Just
no,
be
I'm
ready
not.
For anything.
I am not drunk.
All right.
I am not. I wish I was.
All right.
All right. So what do we need to know? Let me guess. Is Apple in the tech world news today?
Oh, when is it not? But
I
actually,
know.
It is a pretty big Apple. It is a pretty big Apple week. And so Apple had this big event yesterday where they showcased new products. But I wouldn't call them new. I'd call them maybe new-ish because it wasn't that exciting of an event. This was something where Apple took, you know, concepts they've had before and just repackaged them into new pretty devices. So you have a new iPhone, but it's not the top-of-the-line model that you get in the fall. This is actually the entry-level model. They're calling it the iPhone SE, and it's a souped-up version of the old 5S. They took the body of the 5S. In fact, this thing fits the old cases for the 5S, and just gave it all the goodness of a 6S. So inside it's faster, you get a fingerprint scanner, you get Apple Pay, along with some Siri tricks, and it's not as expensive as the newer models.
Well, now
and
they tell me.
And it's also smaller.
You know, I just bought the 6S, and I'm looking at an EOS 9.3, as Bill calls it.
Mm-hmm.
iOS 9.3. Should I update this on my iPhone? I already did it on the iPad this morning.
Yeah, the 9.3 update that rolled out yesterday has a couple of new tricks. I think the biggest feature is that it helps you sleep better.
So all right.
Wait, how does that happen?
Because, you know, the funny thing is it woke me up this morning. My iPad did to say, do you want to download the new software?
No.
So that's not working.
Why would it make you sleep better?
There's this night mode in the settings where you've heard that, oh, if you have your phone on when you're going to bed at night, you're going to have a hard time going to sleep.
Yes.
And that's because of the blue hues of the screen light. And so what it's going to do if you turn this on is automatically at sunset, your phone's going to start looking a little more yellow, more warmer colors. And, you know, that could be something that might help people who are chronic, you know, phone checkers in bed. And also if you're trying to protect your phone from maybe someone who uses your phone too, like if your husband or wife knows your password and you want to make a note, like a secret note, an individual note can have its own password or fingerprint scan. So those are the two big highlights, but I wouldn't call it. Once again, like I said, this event from Apple wasn't really wowing. We got a new iPad Pro that is the same as kind of like the last one we saw, but now smaller. So I guess smaller is the new trend here.
All right. Conversely, I was lucky enough to get an iPad from my family for Christmas, but my husband was very happy with his Amazon Kindle. But there's something that Kindle owners should do. It's very important, isn't there?
Yes, actually. If you have one of those black and white e-reader Kindles, we're not talking about the color tablets here.
The e-reader.
Right, exactly. So Amazon has a important update that if you don't update it today, if you have an older model, even the first generation Kindle, this goes all the way back to, if you don't update it over the internet today, tomorrow you will not be able to connect to the internet at all. And this is kind of shocking that, oh my gosh, how could they do this to your device and just make it, you know, absolutely, you know, useless. But I have no fear if it does happen to you or someone in your family doesn't know what happened. There is a way to manually get that update on there. It's kind of a pain. It involves plugging it into the computer and downloading it manually. But it's something to keep in mind. So if you have an old Kindle, even one as far back as like 2012, which is like the Paperwhite first edition, be sure to download the software update over your Wi-Fi. Otherwise, you're going to have to, you know, manually go in and download on the computer and somehow get a cord and load it up on the device, and that takes more time. But it is important to do.
I say just get a new Kindle.
Get a new one.
There's too
Throw
much
the
trouble.
Old one away.
Yeah. Did you hear what the Apple executive said yesterday? Oh, my gosh. It was just so awkward and out of touch. One point in the presentation to convince why the iPad Pro is going to be a great PC replacement for people is that they said, can you believe the sad, and they use the word sad, statistic that 600 million PCs are more than 5 years old? And people started laughing and clapping, like, oh, yeah, shaking their head, like, oh, the pain of it all, five-year-old computers. So, yeah.
What rich little snobs.
I know.
Why are you blaming Rich Little?
Yes. Oh, no.
I don't understand why you blame Rich Little. So when they build a computer now, what is the intended span of the life of it, Bridget?
90 days.
No, it has to be longer than that. When you buy a computer, you want to expect it to be at least 5 years, right? Wouldn't you think?
Right, if you ask the shareholders, and they're going to tell you, you know, 2 years. But, of course, like, people have great computers that last more than
right.
5 years. I have computers. Sometimes, you know, like, PCs have more up-to-date, you know, chips inside, or you can just replace a processor card and, you know, keep it going for a while. So, yeah, of course you don't need to replace your machine that often. But, of course, you know, that's what Apple's really pushing for with their new iPads, to be a computer replacement.
Right.
You know, that's why they're kind of making light of that and looking like they're out of touch, rich, privileged
people.
Kevin just told me his computer is 10 years old.
Almost.
It's almost like half his age.
I think I got an 07.
Bridget, I use a Commodore 64 and it runs like a dream. I love
it. I'll never throw out my Genesis.
Sega Genesis? That one's working good,
yeah.
Too.
Sega.
How did you celebrate the 10-year birthday of Twitter yesterday? What did you do to celebrate?
Were we supposed to celebrate?
Cause yeah.
As usual, wasted more time scrolling and retweeting.
Oh, right.
I don't know how much of my life has gone
all
to
right.
this thing.
That's right.
You know, I was telling my friends here at work, who aren't really my friends because they just smile and nod and they don't really care what I say. But when I got the iPad, I wanted to download pictures from my video camera onto it. And I said, oh, you know, darn it, I can't do it. Thank God I have a laptop. Well, there's an adapter you can get at the Apple Store or at Best Buy or whatever, and it's $29. And it's an adapter you plug into the power hole of your iPad. That's not the proper term, I know.
No, it is the power hole.
And it's like a little square, and you put your SD card in there, and I can now dump the pictures from my video camera onto my iPad. So I was telling you guys off the air, I don't really need a laptop anymore.
They actually made more adapters that they talked about yesterday for that exact reason. You know, hey, buy all these extra accessories since we only have like one port on the thing. You know,
right.
Here's another, you know, thing to plug in your cameras, plug in a microphone, all sorts of things like that. And they really souped up also the camera with a flash. So more people might be taking photos with the iPad, although it's still a little awkward to me.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, to hold that big ass thing up to take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, you block people's way when you're trying to take a picture of your son or something or your daughter. It's big. It blocks
sure,
a lot of
room. Sure, of course. Yeah.
So the iPad Pro is...
I know a lot of people do it as like when they're on vacation and their actual phone burns out or something, but...
Right.
Yeah, I see it too often, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We see it right on Michigan Avenue. People
all the
are
time.
Doing it. It looks really goofy.
All the time. Bridget, what is coming up on the CNET Daily Update?
Well, we're talking about how the FBI and Apple trial has been postponed now that the FBI says, well, actually, we might not need Apple's help to break into an iPhone because we think we found our own way, and what that really means because, well, if the FBI found a hole security-wise, you know, should we be concerned and will they ever tell Apple what it is? Because very often when the government finds a security flaw, their priority isn't to notify Apple or Google, it's
sure.
to take advantage of it. And then maybe later they'll tell them. So as consumers, it's kind of a weird, you know, moment there if they do find
so
a way
what
to
is
do it.
What is Apple's response to that? Because that could be either good news or bad news depending on your thoughts on the case. But what
drat.
Did they say drat? Did they text drat?
Apple has not made a comment yet, but really the FBI is really just asking for some time to try this method out. So we'll find out in 2 weeks with a status update on if they got it to work or not. Because if they didn't, then this whole thing will just be postponed and continue in April.
Wow. That's quite a development. Well, thank you, Bridget. We appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week.
Thanks, you too.
That's Bridget Carey from CNET. We'll take a quick break. Steve will give you the news, and then we have more show for you. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.